Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
World's most listened to internet talk radio station. As you must know, this is the show where we have dedicated our lives, dedicated what we feel is a proper exchange of energy to serving you. And when we say serving you, we say doing anything, sharing with you information that caters to your growth, that caters to your ultimate and overall happiness, that caters to you understanding the importance of exercising new techniques to bring in a life and create an experience for yourself, a multitude of experiences that continue to serve and cater to your growth. That is what Divine Mind Tribe is all about. As you may know from our social media pages, we are a collective tribe, a tribe of like-minded individuals, like-minded people from all around the world that understands the power of deliberate and intentional thought. That's all Divine Mind Tribe is. And when people ask, we've had certain emails come in, whether it's from the show or direct messages from the Instagram or messages from the Facebook. We have messages coming in, people asking, oh, how do I join the tribe? And we say, you already are part of this tribe. Like there's no paperwork to fill out. There's nothing like that. See, those are third dimensional concepts. We're talking about fifth dimensional understanding, and understanding that needs nay. If you resonate with the things that we share and you get inspired to live your life by these ideologies and you expand upon those and then you see new ways of looking at things, and as long as you're happy, as long as you are living a life that is fueled by your excitements, you are already a part of this Divine Mind Tribe collective consciousness, just for your understanding. Now, keep in mind, guys, this word tribe, and by the way, today's show, I thought, with everything that's going on in the world, instead of talking about how to, just like we have in the previous shows, you know, how to make the best situation for yourself or those around you, how to get through traumatic situations, as we've talked a few times, versus succeeding. There's so many facets in today's new world. When I say new world, I think we can all kind of take a thought at what that means. You know, a new world. Well, it is a new world. You know, everybody's wearing protection masks. Everybody is, they look different because you can't identify them. There's crazy things that we never thought existed, we now find are existing. Certain forms of disclosure, let it be politically based, let it be economically, sociologically based. No matter what it is, there has been these profound shifts within our planet, which has created what I, as of now, refer to as the New World. And the New World is full of tremendous opportunity. Now, just like Newton taught us, equal and opposite action and reaction. As much opportunity as the New World is filled with, it has an equal and opposite amount of, I should say, the opposite of opportunity would be a lack, well, obviously a lack of opportunity, but I want to get deeper than that. What does that mean? So when I say there's so much opportunity today, I mean, listen, if you're looking to, if you're passionate about having land and doing something with that land and servicing and helping people with that land, you can educate yourself on so many different ways to utilize your land to help so many people and to literally create like a mini tribe, you know? Make sure that every single person in your tribe that participates brings something to the table. It all has to be equal. Everybody that put, you know, that brings something to the table gets an equal amount out of it. And, you know, today's show is going to be based on utilizing the resources you currently have at your availability and using those resources to create a space, a sacred space. And you can define for yourself what that means. For me, a sacred space is a space that I know is protected. And when I say protected, I mean there is nobody that is going to attempt to challenge me in any way, shape, or form outside of challenging myself to grow further and further. We need the contrast. We need people to challenge us in certain ways that assist us in growing. But when I say challenge, I mean literally, you know, with some of the things that are going on, you know, in the streets of LA, I don't want those kind of challenges in my life. That's not what I choose, you know. We hear some of the crazy things that are happening around the world and how people are reacting to the news that they're given, which, you know, absolutely has an agenda in and of itself. And I think more and more people are starting to see that for the first time. So, you know, what I'd like to dedicate today's show to is assisting you in finding your skill sets, in identifying the things that you are already passionate about, that you love to do, and that you could potentially offer in a community setting. For example, let's say you happen to be a great woodworker. Let's say you happen to, I'm just going to use a bunch of different professions and you'll see what I'm talking about. Let's say you have a biological engineer, right? And then you have a woodworker, and then you have a visionary, and then you have a philanthropist, and then you have a lot of Renaissance men and a lot of Renaissance women, meaning men and women that have chosen to master multiple different skills and become vetted in each of these skills. So you have within one person a great photographer, a great writer, a great speaker, a great thinker, a great teacher. So you bring all of these personality types together. So as long as every person that contains the personality, every person behind the personality is willingly and openly participating in this tribe community consciousness for the betterment of themselves, their loved ones, and of course, humanity in general. Now, I'd like to make something very clear. When I say for the betterment of humanity, I understand, right, that sounds almost like pageant girl, like, you know, what do you want? I want world peace. Yes, we would all love world peace. And world peace is very achievable. We're actually on the brink of it. But to get there, we have got to break down the walls within ourselves, which therefore will reflect and project into our realities, therefore breaking down the walls, the external walls that metaphorical walls, whatever it may be, that were once a vibrational equivalent to those internal walls. So you got to break those walls down, and you got to really think to yourself, how can I thrive in a situation like this? What am I passionate about? Not what do I do that makes me money, right? Any very, very financially successful individual will tell you, do not do it for the money. Do it because you love the investment of the energy, right? Warren Buffett, when he invests in people, right? He's taking a chance on people. He looks for certain traits, certain attributes. I watched a TED Talks on this. And these attributes that Warren is looking for has to meet these very specific criteria within a certain person's range of emotions and range of skill sets, and then how those emotions play into those skill sets, how those contrasting events that may and probably will occur. How does this person deal with contrast? How do they deal with rejection? How do they deal with being put in a situation that they maybe didn't want to put themselves in, right? So these are all the questions that we have to ask ourselves before making a tremendous leap of faith into saying, you know, okay, we're going to build a tribe, and we're going to live off the land, and we're going to have, you know, an herbalist, and we're going to have an environmental engineer, and we're going to have, you know, a wood builder, so we could, you know, and then we're going to have a shaper. And then what we're going to do is we're going to have, we're going to ship in those prefab. They're basically like IKEA houses. You can get these IKEA houses. We'll purchase the labor help, and all of a sudden we'll throw up this beautiful prefab house that was printed using really durable materials, which, you know, we've gotten to the point now where we can print walls of houses. And actually, if you kind of just like a developer, any developer would understand this. You have blueprints, just like the blueprints when building a new home or when remodeling or anything like that. Same thing with these printed homes, right? And I'm just throwing this out here as ideas, things to look at, things to check out. You buy a piece of land, you share that land with people, you make sure that people are using their talents, using their God-given gifts in a way that excites them, that fuels them to be their best selves. And then you all come together and you can collectively build something really beautiful. Now, I'm not saying that this is where we're headed. But what I will say is, being a voice in the medicine community, being a voice in the spiritual community, I am humbled and grateful to say that there is definitely a lot more exposure of these certain communities. Now, keep in mind, I am not necessarily in any way, shape, or form, you know, talking about a quote unquote, like a, you know, a nudist like commune. I know that when a lot of people have said that to me before, when I talk about these ideas, when I talk about these approaches to the human experience in a different way, when I talk about the possibilities of, you know, creating a space where people can absolutely be a part of something bigger while simultaneously making sure that they are living their fullest potential and being their best and greatest versions of themselves. But essentially, what it's come to today is understanding that we as a collective need to find ways to work together, not to shun each other away, not to create an even greater divide, but to assist one another in breaking down those sociological walls that have not allowed us as human beings for you know, the duration of planet, the duration of our lives that we have experienced, you know, on this planet. We cannot thrive and we cannot level up, we will literally not be a vibrational equivalent to moving up the emotional ladder, from moving from feeling like you are just straight there in survival mode to I'm thriving. It doesn't, you know, you need to be willing to change. You need to be willing to work with other people. You need to be willing to let some of those walls down. You need to be willing to face yourself in the mirror and say, I was wrong in judging them this way. As a matter of fact, I was wrong in judging so many people, places, things, things that I have relationships with. I thought they were quote unquote bad, or I thought they were quote unquote potentially harmful, because this is what I was taught up and learned to perceive about this type of situation. For example, let's say that you have at work a supervisor, or the classic word, a boss, that does not really like you, right? Well, automatically off the bat, you're probably going to feel a little intimidated that, ooh, the boss doesn't like you and you're the new guy. And then the relationships that that boss does have with other people in the office that have been fostered and have been, you know, built under a foundation of, yes, I respect you, boss, and blah, blah, blah. And you come in and you, you know, speak your truth and you believe in just being your pure, real, authentic self, you know, and let's say that gets shut down. No, that's, we don't like the way you're talking to that person on the phone. You got to do it differently. That's not me. Well, we don't care. You got to do it differently, right? So to the previous version of yourself, that you're like, oh, that's a bad situation. I'm being shunned down for being my real, organic, authentic self. Versus, you know what? I'm really happy that I am forcefully being pushed out of my comfort zone, because if I wasn't in this situation, I would never have the opportunity to have to learn and adapt to maybe changing the way that I approach certain things. So I understand the boss wants me to make money. I'm here to make money. So if the boss is saying, I'm going to make more money if I do this, this, and this, then I might just do this, this, and this. So as long as it doesn't hurt anybody, so as long as you're not being dishonest with anybody, and so as long as it is genuine, it's just a different approach. Now, same thing with the global collective consciousness. We, you know, depending on what you believe in, depending on what you have put your faith into, depending on what you think feels right. Once again, it's all about the feeling. It's all about the vibration that you receive in return for, you know, choosing to make that leap of faith and choosing to maybe have a new approach. This is how we break down these old walls and embrace new ones that we previously did not know were accessible, through the power of looking at ourselves in the mirror, asking ourselves from a place of pure honesty and authenticity, is this real? Is this what I want to be doing? And if it is not, you have every right to go ahead, walk out that door, follow your joy, and say, thank you, but no thank you. I do not resonate with this. This does not serve me. I do see that there are other potentials for me to express myself, my joy, my happiness in ways that I, once again, that I previously did not know were available. Or you suck it up and you say, you know what? Maybe I can do this, whatever it is. I'm not saying one's right, one's wrong. I'm just giving a multitude of different scenarios to kind of pick and pull and choose from and play with, really. You're playing around with the scenarios so you can define, well, where do I sit on that, once again, emotional ladder, on this emotional scale? Where do I sit in relationship to my freedoms in life? Where do I sit in relationship to my ability to manifest wealth, to therefore provide for my family, provide for myself, make sure that my loved ones have a smile on their face at all times when they're in my presence and even when they are not, regardless of whatever it is that I can do, may do, or may not have to do because they've already done the work? And then how can I let them know that I'm so proud of them for doing the work? How can I congratulate them? Right? So it's so multifaceted. All right. You're like, hey, Dave, let's stay on topic. Oh, good old ranting Dave. I know. But really, excuse me. Sure, that's really pleasant. Yep, just got a good old nose wipe there, folks. There's nothing staged here. 100% candid. Okay. That's out of the nostrils. Here we go. And my two-year-old thought that's funny. This is really, really candid. Love it. So listen up, guys. This is what it's about. Breaking down your relationship with the things, the people, the places, the experiences, everything in your life, whether it's money, it's the relationship to, whether it's a person being a father, a mother, it doesn't matter the relationship, a sister, a brother, a lover, an uncle, an aunt, a friend, the boss-worker relationship, the teacher-student relationship, whatever, a relationship with your pets. Oh, I love my dogs. Oh, I love my cats. Oh, I love my birds. Oh, I love my little reptilian animals. I love my snake. I love my lizard. I love my gecko. Whatever it is, whatever it might be, you got to just do what you can in your greatest ability to understand that the power to manipulate your reality lies within your willingness to exercise malleability. That rhymed. I'm going to say that one more time. Your ability to manipulate your reality in your favor lies within your willingness to exercise your malleability. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, we have dense energy and we have malleable energy. Dense energy is energy that has found itself to vibrate at a much denser and slower frequency. For example, when you have a variable, could be anything in the world, literally, it's everything, the matrix of consciousness, right? And that's one of the big things about Divine Mind Tribe is it is a divine mind. You understand that we are divine minds and we are a tribe, right? This is not an ego thing. This is a knowing who you are thing. This is it's embracing your higher self and being humble every step of the way. It's not about, I understand the laws of the universe and hey, I even learned how to apply them. So I am a badass. No, it's not like that at all. What it is I have taken the time to understand myself, and in understanding myself, I've been given the great gifts of understanding my relationship to the universe, and I understand that within me lies this infinite creative potential, this infinite creative power to do, be, have, and experience anything and everything that I so desire, that I feel I deserve. Now, let me recalibrate my relationship to the worthiness aspect. There's nothing in the way of it completely embracing the experience, except for the time, the delay in time, the factor of time that it takes for the thought to fully materialize into a thing. And the less resistance you have towards whatever it may be, and the more positive, encouraging, resistance-free, the more flow you have in relationship to money or in relationship to your pets or in relationship to your loved ones, the more flow there will be back and forth, the more of an energy exchange there shall be, because the relationship is not dense. It is malleable. It vibrates at a higher frequency. When things actually vibrate at such a high frequency, that's when a dense being or something that is dense that becomes malleable changes their entire properties of physics. So do you understand? When someone that has had a dense relationship to, let's just say the classic, you know, a man and a woman, let's just use the classic love relationship, okay? Well, if a woman has been scarred so many times because she has continued to date the same archetype of men, she has continued to spend her time and invest her energy in these archetypes of men, which do not serve her. But she thinks, oh, this is the only way that I can meet men. I'm going to go to the bar, and this time it's going to be a different guy. No, it's not. It might have a different name and a different shirt and be drinking a different drink, but it's the same archetype. For those of you that are not aware with what an archetype is, simply an archetype is the same energetic signature, the same vibrational signature presented in multiple different ways, right? So an archetype, for example, the classic, you know, dictatorship, that archetype of like the dictator, you know, like that's an archetype. Everybody knows what type of person a dictator is, right? Like that's an archetype. You're like, you understand what type of person that is. Take an archetype. That's why people are able to label and say, oh, you're a romantic. Oh, you get moved by the more like romantic things in life. Oh, you're a romantic. Well, that's an archetype, right? There are men, there are women out there that really get moved by, you know, watching like a romance movie or reading a romance novel. And I mean, how could you not? It's beautiful stuff. It's poetry. It's touching stuff. But some more so than others, right? And that is just, again, an archetype, right? So you define for yourself, what kind of archetype do I want? Do I want these people and words and thoughts, ideas are just coming to my head. And there is no order. There is no intention. This is actually random at the core, but nothing's ever random. But this is random at the core, tied in with, of course, divine synchronicity, whether it's the archetype of the athlete, whether it's the archetype of the stereotypical musician, the stereotypical bodybuilder, the stereotypical pants, like a fashionista, right? Like you already know, whether it's a guy or a girl, you already know what type of person they're going to be. So define for yourself what archetypes you wish to interact with more of. What archetype serves me best? And in defining that, you then can learn and understand the types of activities or the types of hobbies or day-to-day things that these types of archetypes, this archetype of people likes to participate in. So, for example, let's say you're really into guys that are working out at the gym. Let's say you're a girl and even a guy, doesn't matter. And you're really into a guy working out at the gym, okay? The only way that you are going to become a vibrational equivalent to putting yourself in an environment where you're going to find that type of archetype is the gym, right? So if that's what you're looking for, you go to the gym. Now, if you're looking for the archetype of the classic, you know, sports guy, well, you might want to go to a sports game. Take your favorite sport. Like, I love hockey. I'm going to go to hockey games. I love hockey. Okay. Like, with hockey, you can go to a game, enjoy yourself. Do not tell yourself, I'm here for a guy. Or if you're a guy, I'm here to meet a girl that loves hockey. Like, that's not why you're going. If that's why you're going, then you're not going to get what you're looking for. You're probably just going to go to the bar there and manifest the same archetype that you've been trying to get away from the last, you know, 15 years of your life. So that's all that I'm saying is really be bold with yourself. Be straightforward with yourself. Do not be afraid to say, you know what? I've actually been playing the victim card for quite a while now. And this victim card is just not working for me. So guess what? I'm going to rewrite my story. If my story that I'm currently telling myself makes me want to sob for myself, then I have to rewrite that. That doesn't serve me, right? I need to tell myself, as I go through my story and I rewrite it, ooh, that thought does not serve me. Oh, I need to change because the guys I like only like this. No, you will be loved unconditionally and instantaneously the moment that you find a deeper and greater love for yourself. So ask yourself, what are the things that you love to do? And then just start doing those things. And in doing those things, you will absolutely yield to yourself those new archetypes that present themselves to you in new forms, in new ways, because you are now taking a new and different and fresh approach. You are not thinking to yourself, woe is me, I'm not even going to try. Or woe is me, sure, I'll try, but it's going to be the same thing. Okay, well, then it's going to be the same thing. You got to be able to break yourself down. You got to be able to peel back those layers. That's why, you know, guys, we say meditation, we say look into. And when I say this, I really say this hesitantly, because I really do not want people to take this statement in any other way outside of the exact way that I am using it. So I'm going to tread lightly when I say this statement, but that's why I've always been a huge believer in certain ceremonial medicinal tools, certain ceremonial medicines, certain sacred plant medicines that do, from Pachamama herself, from Mother Earth, provide to you the capability of seeing yourself from a completely different vantage point than you did before using this medicine. Now, these medicinal tools that I'm talking about, I'm alluding to, a lot can be found in the Native American communities, right? And then in a lot of the Native communities, you will find, these tools being used. For example, there was a tribe that I had studied when I was in school. I had an anthropology class in college. And one of the tribes that we had studied, actually, it was part of their initiation to use what is known, you know, to us, it's referred to as peyote, right? But, you know, for them, it is medicine, you know, and when I say us, I mean, for the Western culture, if you were to hear, you know, oh, it's a hallucinogen, and but it's not. And it's and the medicine itself will absolutely destroy your ego if you go into it thinking that it's meant to be a party substance, or thinking that it is meant to be anything else but a classroom. You just entered a plant classroom, and you are learning from the plant kingdom, right? You are learning everything that you need to know right now. Of course, the information is limitless, but when you enter into these higher states of consciousness, that's why this specific tribe, which I will not name, is for initiation purposes. When they turn 14, they must drink the peyote tea, and they do it by themselves, without the shaman, with it, you know. And they have to be gone for two nights and 3 days, right? So they're gone for, the first, exactly, day and then night, and then turns day and then night. And then on your third day, you get to come back to your tribe. So it's 3 nights and 2 days. You have to be alone in nature, completely alone in nature, while under the influence of this peyote tea, which could last anywhere up to 24 hours. So, and even after the 24-hour period, there's still a very beautiful and intense afterglow, is what it is known as. And this afterglow is actually where it's the space in between the space. It's the space in between, you know, you being completely out of you know, the physical realm, and seeing energies and seeing the kingdoms and seeing the nature kingdoms and, you know, talking to the trees and talking to the birds and the bees and, you know, like that whole side of it. And it's in between that and, oh, I'm back to earth. I'm here. I got to get my work done. I got to get my stuff done for the day. And then I can relax and then I can put the TV on. Well, not in the tribe setting, but you feel me. So the space in between the space is that afterglow. And that afterglow is where these kids, these 14-year-olds actually become men, right? And that's the whole thing. Kind of similar to in Judaism, how you have, you have a celebration, obviously, for both the man and the woman becoming the man being, you know, a boy to a man, the bar mitzvah. And then as a woman, the bat mitzvah, we have the girl becoming a woman. And I believe actually the age is right around 14 as well. That's where a lot of them will participate in, you know, those ceremonies. Now that does not contain any form of, you know, plant medicine. That is something completely different, but I'm saying it's the same basis of here is a test. And this is a test of your will. This is a test of your spirit. This is a test of your power. And if you can get through this, then you can pretty much get through anything in life and you will be humble about it. If you can get through this at a young age, which absolutely we know that you can, we give you the encouragement, we know you are strong, then we know that this experience will make you strong no matter where you go in life, no matter who crosses your path. So that's what these ceremonies are all about. So I tangented there for a moment just to make sure that I tread carefully, tread lightly with my words because, you know, I want to make this very abundantly clear. We do not condone in any way, shape, or form the use of any form of substances, any form, outside of you embracing your own relationship with what you feel called to using for the sole purpose of bettering your life. Not getting high, not, oh, I'm going to better my life by getting high and using this substance. Nope. Incorrect approach. Not to say one is incorrect and one is correct. Let's say the lower vibrational approach. It's not going to serve you as it would if you had respect for it. These tools that I speak of and have spoken of before are very sacred tools that must be treated with compassion and love and grace and understanding that they are living. You are putting something living in your system. And from that point, you are becoming the student to the teacher. And this teacher, this plant teacher, loves you enough and is willing enough and works perfectly with your DNA to guide you through certain aspects of the self, of the ego, of the spirit, which allow you the profound gift of recalibrating, redefining your approach to the, and once again, when I say relationships, I'm not just talking about with people, all relationships, relationships with money, relationships with freedom, relationships with people. Yes, of course, relationships with career, relationships with anything and everything. Relationship with food, right? Everybody has a relationship with food. Oh, I'm a vegan. Oh, I love meat. Oh, I'm a vegetarian. Oh, I'm a pescatarian. Oh, these are all different relationships. One is not better than the other. Everybody has their own belief system and what works for them, and that's perfect. And if people are open and willing and they, you know, they will see that one way might feel better than another depending on the person's biological makeup, right? Same reason why, you know, it's a known thing that, you know, in Alaska, If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's in certain parts of Alaska, alcohol is illegal. You know, I on the History Channel, remember seeing a couple episodes of the show, and there's, you know, it's like moonshine, and like it's literally like a prohibition era in these specific parts of Alaska, because these Alaskan natives, their biological makeup is not meant to have alcohol in their system. So when they do drink, they get angry, they get ravaged, they get savage, they get, you know, like a lot of the times their biological makeup in relationship to alcohol triggers the brain synapses that allow for the emotional experience of anger. And then that anger with obviously alcohol dampering your prefrontal lobe cortex, which is your decision-making skills. When you have something that dampens your decision-making skills, and you're operating straight from what is known as the lizard brain, which is the very base, the back of the brain, you're operating off of pure instinct. So when you're angry or you're full of rage and you're operating from a place of not being able to make coherent decisions, that's when problems are started. That's when stuff gets out of hand. That's when certain experiences are brought to the surface, which are not fun. That's why they had said, okay, the biological makeup for the people that live in this region are not meant to have alcohol. Same with people in, all around the world, different tools for different people, different things. Our biological makeup is meant to be, when I say our, I mean the human biological makeup. Does not matter where you are in the world, does not matter who you are. None of this matters, like sex, creed, color, sexual orientation, color, creed. None of this stuff matters. You know, like race, like none of this stuff matters. We are one. We are all reflections of each other. As the Mayas, as the great Maya would say, is the Inlikeche Aliken. Inlikeche is I love you as I love myself. I see you as I see me, right? I know you as I know myself. And I know I've said this before once or twice, but the same thing like an avatar. If you guys have seen the movie, not Avatar The Last Airbender, highly suggest checking that one out. That's awesome. But if you've seen the movie just Avatar, where, you know, they go to the planet to get the unobtainium, and they find out that these beautiful creatures who are just protecting their sacred land, are actually really tuned into the land and whatever. Point being, they have this saying where it's like they have it in their language, but what it means is I see you. And it's the same thing as Inlikeche or Inlikeche Aliken. I see you as I see myself. So our biological makeup, the human biological makeup, is one that is always asking for expansion. We are in a constant state of desire for more, desire for a greater depth, desire for more understanding, desire for more ways to flourish, desire for more people to flourish with, desire for, you know, just community to work together, desire for new opportunities to experience, desire for new opportunities of happiness, new opportunities of excitement, new opportunities of pleasure, new opportunities of just, you know, embracing this human experience in ways that we previously did not know were available. And once again, guys, the only way to get there, the only way to get to that type of level of consciousness is to be willing to break down the old. When you can break down the old and embrace the new new, the new new is, okay, the shit's hitting the fan in the world. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that I love to garden. Well, you best start getting on that garden, because this world we are headed, in my humble opinion, and from the people I've spoken with that do know a little something about the history of this planet. I'm not even going to go there. The origins of this planet, the origins of the stars, the moons, the galactic relationships that we have. We are in a period of time that has been talked about in all sacred scriptures, all sacred texts. At this time of judgment, if you will, does not mean that the world is coming to an end in any way, shape, or form. What it means is this world is purging itself of lower frequencies, low vibrational energies, and embracing the potential for what feels better, what feels right, what feels more exciting, what feels happiest. So you've really got to define for yourself, what can I do right now during time to exercise my joy? Well, I want to feel healthier about myself. Okay, let's get healthy. Okay, let's just, all you got to do some stretches. Stretch every single day. It doesn't take a lot to change. It really doesn't. The hard part is getting to the crossroads where you say, okay, I'll take the leap of faith. When you've already taken the leap of faith, change awaits. Leap and the net shall appear, that classic saying. Leap and the net shall appear. You got to take the leap of faith. You got to take the leap of faith. You got to leap into your knowingness that without being able to see it, everything that you have been asking for awaits you upon your decision to accept an entirely new set of emotional and vibrational standards. Meaning, we do not judge for no reason. We do not put anybody down regardless of anything that they may have done. We don't talk ill about other people. We do not wish ill about other people, other places. We understand that we are a unified consciousness. And anybody that operates outside of those very basic forms of understanding still has a little bit of work to do with themselves so they can ask themselves, well, why do I continue to make it these people's fault? Why do I continue to judge this type of person or this type of person? Or why don't I just take responsibility and say, you know what? I had a traumatic experience when I was in high school because this type of person did this to me and it scared me. So now I judge every time I see these archetypes. I need to stop judging and I need to understand that was 10 or 20 or 30 years ago or 5 years ago, depending on how old you are. And I need to move on from it. Hey, it happened last week. I need to move on from it. It's not serving me. So I forgive you, person. I'm talking, right? Whoever it might be, you talk to your younger self. You say, younger self, you forgive that person because they didn't know any better. They were doing the best they could. They were just trying to survive. And so were you. So here's everybody just trying to survive. And they think that surviving, it's survival of the fittest. And it's not. It's survival of the thrivest. Those who learn to thrive will not only survive, but survive, thrive, and succeed. The only way to thrive is understanding that all we have is each other as a collective community. My time here, it is 1:50, has concluded. I want to thank each and every single one of you for taking your Sunday afternoon and sharing your space with me. I'd like to invite all divine, loving, compassionate, angelic energies to be with you at all times as you embrace new forms of thought, as you let go of patterns that no longer serve you and open the doors to new ones that absolutely do. I love you guys with all of my heart. And we at LA Talk Radio and Divine Mind Tribe love you with all of our hearts and more. Make sure to email us if you would like to do so. We're going to do divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. That is the new official Divine Mind Tribe email. We're just keeping it under one here. divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Make sure to check us out on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media platforms, just at Divine Mind Tribe. All right, guys. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. You have an amazing week, and we will see you next Sunday. Thank you for being you. Peace.